We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tyrann Mathieu has signed on with the Houston Texans. It's a one-year deal with a base value of $7 million. He ends up in a place that certainly needed safeties. There were multiple teams that were interested in Tyrann Mathieu, the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that some people felt maybe the Green Bay Packers even would be interested as well. Matthew's a versatile player. He's obviously played plenty of cornerback through his career as well as safety. He's a unique type of a weapon. There's a lot of different ways that you can use him. He's sort of best in that hybrid role, playing some safety, coming down and playing corner at times in nickel type of situations. I mean, how often does a player with Matthew's background, his caliber, his pedigree, come loose a couple of days into free agency?
NFL Network on the Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu signs in Houston. 1 year, $7 million deal for the former All-Pro safety. He's only 25 years old. Played in all 16 games last year. And what do you know? The Steelers are short a starting safety. They also cut one of their backups at the position, Robert Golden. Ron, I was looking at this. NFL salary cap websites project the Steelers have anywhere between $5 or $9 million in cap space, depends which source you go by, which is enough room to make a Mathieu deal happen. It would have only taken a couple of tweaks to the roster. So he's not here. He's going to Houston. No personal reason to go there. It's not like he's from there and wanted to take less money, a hometown discount or something. We talked on Friday. You didn't want Mathieu because you thought it would cost the Steelers Le'Veon Bell. So now that you see it's only $7 million, how do you feel about things now?
I'm very disappointed they didn't make a pitch. Maybe they did, and we don't know about it. But
no one's reported it.
Yeah, I mean, I just for that money, I think they could have done it and kept Bell. And that would have been my preference. I thought he was going to get more than that. You know, maybe he took a little less to be somewhere where he wants to be. But, you know, he's coming off of injuries, three in the last 5 years. He ended up 3 years on injured reserve, two serious knee injuries and a shoulder. Now, he played all 16 games last year, but, you know, some of the stuff I've read, he didn't feel like he had his confidence back. He wasn't 100% mentally after all these injuries. And I think he wants to show that he can have a full, healthy season, play his behind off, and then strike it rich as a free agent. Next year, maybe with the Steelers, who knows, or back with Houston or whoever. I just wish they would have taken a shot and really made a pitch for him, found a way to get it done, and then keep the tag on Le'Veon Bell, which I wanted to do all along. I think they could have had it both ways. That's what I wrote about in the PG today. But they didn't do that. They signed Bostic, an inside linebacker who's been with, what, four teams in 5 years. That doesn't – also had injuries. You know, I don't know if he's your answer for Ryan Shazier. To me, you still need an inside linebacker in the draft, and now you still need a safety in the draft. And I don't know you're going to be able to find both of those guys to step right in and play.
Yeah, I think it's a big-time mistake. This is a team that's in win-now mode.
Win today.
Right now. And they could have added a potential difference maker cheaply. There are 12 safeties in the league right now that have a bigger cap hit than Mathieu.
Well, it wasn't going to be that way at Arizona.
Right.
He was going to get paid a fortune.
$12.5 million.
And he wouldn't take the pay cut. Everything I read from their GMs today were just sick about releasing him, that he'd been a good soldier there. Now, he had had drug issues at LSU. He actually was thrown off the team his last year. He didn't play in 2012. But, you know, guys change, mature, whatever, and has been a good player for them. And they released him reluctantly. And I think Houston got a heck of a deal. And, you know, the Steeler players, Cam, Joe Hayden, Mike Hilton, they all – lobbied to get him here. Now, those guys don't know anything about the cap, nor do they care about the cap, but they know who's a good player and they know who can come in and help them and maybe push them over the top. And I think we all agree Mathieu would have been that player. Now he's off to Houston.
Yeah, and he said he wanted to go play for a winner. What were the Texans last year? 4-12?
I mean, yeah, but they had
I know you
too.
Put a caveat next to
you
it.
You got Watson back at quarterback this year. They're all excited about that, and obviously you get J.J. Watt back, and I think they think 4-12 last year was a kind of an outlier, but you know, he said he wanted to go somewhere where football matters. I think that's here. I think the Steelers could have made that pitch, but apparently they did not or chose not to.
I think when Matthew's healthy, you could make the case that he's one of the five best safeties in the entire league. You got to.
He's a playmaker. I mean, I've heard him compared to Troy Polamalu. I'm not saying he's Troy, but I mean, if he's a playmaker and he's a physical player, which probably is a big reason he's been hurt. But he also, they say, is an outstanding cover guy, can cover slot receivers. So he's a physical guy that can get it done in the run game, and he also can cover. That's a pretty good combination at safety.
Here's the first text that comes into the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Ron Andrew, $7 million for a risk, a guy that's been busted for drugs. No, thank you. Too much of a risk, too high of a price. No, it's not.
Not for 1 year.
No, it's not.
Not for 1 year.
It's not even close to too high of a price. I can't believe, for some reason, and I've yet to figure this out, the Steelers have kept J.J. Wilcox on this team. Am I missing something
there? Yeah, he didn't even play last year.
How did this guy survive the secondary purge? He makes absolutely no plays. He's benched. He's a healthy scratch in games. They get rid of Golden. They get rid of Mitchell. They get rid of Gay. This guy, Wilcox, still has a spot on the roster. His cap hit right now is almost $4 million. So as of right now, you'd think you're paying a guy $4 million. He slots in as your starting safety. I would guess that. So their starting safeties as of this very moment are Sean Davis and J.J. Wilcox. How does that make you feel? Doesn't make me feel very good.
No. No, they have a need there. There's no doubt.
And
they've admitted they have a need there. But they, you know, they had a chance to fill it.
And you know what? John Bostic does nothing for me. You know, last year they went dumpster diving in free agency. They pulled out Tyson Alualu. Same kind of deal. Guy that they had highly.
And that turned out well for them, did.
Guy that they had highly rated in the draft when he came out of college, but had underachieved in Jacksonville, former first round pick. They get him on the cheap. He steps in last year with two out at times, even as a rotational player, does a really good job. Bostic, similar situation, underachieved. Second round pick, 2013. As you pointed out, he's bounced around. The guy's NFL passport is full of stamps. Can't stick in any place. Is always hurt. Everything I've been told about this guy, good against the run, can't play in pass coverage. So he's a first down, second down linebacker. Once you get in obvious pass situations, you got to get him off the field or he's going to get worked over. The Colts had some of the worst linebacker play in the NFL last year. In the last few months, the Steelers have picked up two Colts linebackers. First, Sean Spence. We know how that turned out. That was an emergency situation, though. And now this guy, who, you know, best case scenario, he's a depth linebacker and he plays sparingly. He's not a guy that you're asking to give you starter reps next year. So I'm not impressed. I think they missed a huge opportunity here. It reminded me of what New England did with Darrelle Revis for that 1 year. He stunk in Tampa Bay. He signed that giant contract there. He got cut. The Patriots brought him in on a 1 year deal. It was a prove it deal for him and for them. They win a Super Bowl with him. What does he do? Goes right
cashes
back into free agency
in,
and cashes in. And that's what Matthew would have done.
And may do with Houston.
And might do. And I'm quite frankly shocked that all he got was $7 million, even for 1 year. You know, you see all the money that's getting thrown around in free agency. Some of these guys, you've never even heard of them. I mean, you don't know. He could walk down the street and you'd say, that's a pretty tall, big guy, but I've no clue who that is. We've seen those types of players get giant money, like the guard from the Jaguars. I mean, who is this guy? Getting $60 million. And here's a former All-Pro who is now going to be 2 years removed from an injury. He only gets $7 million, you know, let's see what you've got type of deal. Houston now, all these playmakers in their defense. But as I said, if you had to pick a team to win next year, would you bet on the Steelers or the Texans at this point? I'd still say Pittsburgh, wouldn't you? I mean, that was supposed to be one of his priorities.
I think Houston's going to be a good team
so
next
do I.
year. I think Watson's really going to take a big step at quarterback. He's brought hope to that franchise that they haven't had. and you get Watt back, and now you add Matthew. I think they're going to be good, but
you wouldn't put him ahead of Pittsburgh, would you?
Probably not at this point.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, maybe I would at this point, but let's see what the Steelers do to help fill those holes.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu has been a hot topic, and now we know where he's headed. It's Houston. It's only 1 year, $7 million. The Steelers' first foray into free agency is a guy named John Bostic, who will play for his fifth team in 6 years this upcoming season. No Mathieu. Did the Steelers make a mistake in not signing him? I want to hear from Steelers fans on this to start today's show. 412-928-9370. How do you feel about the way the Steelers have addressed the defense this offseason? They didn't want the Honey Badger. Was that a mistake? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We'll start with your calls next. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Ron Cook. It's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.